So I was traveling, as you know, a couple weeks ago, and I landed in Memphis, and with all the different snow, a lot of snow over the last couple weeks. So I had the ability to have supper, not at the normal hours of 6 or 7, as the Americans like to have. Even the Israelis, the Europeans, that eat supper later, they usually start at 9 o'clock, 9:15. So because of the snow and I got lost, I ate in Memphis at around 10:15 before I started interviewing some boys. And the beautiful home that hosted me, they had two options. They had option number one, which is the normal, you know, what I'm used to in yeshiva, you know, chicken with a lot of MSG in it, or the very healthy kale. And even if I want kale, you can have kale chips. You know, like if you want to really feel that you're not being too healthy. Made me thinking a lot about the discussions about what it means to be a vegetarian, or the sources to be a vegetarian. Lalacha, is it an ideal? Is it for those who are very carnivorous and very enjoy succulent meat and enjoy going to Papagayo's and enjoy getting a nice meal out? Is that something that's wrong? Is that something that's bidyeved? How does it work? What are the different sources? So there are a lot of sources. I put it to you from Rav Kook, which we'll start off with. I'll start off actually with Rav Kook, even though there's a lot of sources beforehand. Seemingly a story that has, what's the connection, if you will? Gemara Shabbat and Daf Yud has a story right in front of you. It says, Rav Chisda havenakit biyadei tarti matnata de Torah. Rav Chisda had in his hands two portions of shor, of meat. Amar, he said something strange. He says, Koman da'asi v'amar li shmait t'charata mishmei d'rav. Anybody who comes and gives me a chiddush in the name of Rav, Yavino linele. If you give me a chiddush in the name of Rav, I'll give you a piece of meat. So Amrle Rava Bar Machsia. So Rava Bar Machsia comes and says, this is what Rav says. Hanotein matana l'chaveiro, sarich lohodio. When I give a matana to a friend, you have to inform him. Shneamar ladat ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. That's the beginning of the Gemara, which we're going to focus on. And obviously the question is, what does this have to do at all with being a vegetarian? If we take a step back, before I get into the analysis of Rav Kook, it really starts with the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet says as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Adam HaRishon, Lo Hutar Lo Basar La'Achila. Adam Rishon was not allowed to have basar to eat. Tichtiv, the pasuk says, Lachem yela ochla. It's quoting a pasuk in Breishit, Perakal, Sukim Chavten Alamin. Vayomer Elokim, Hinei Natati Lachem, et kol Esev Zorea Zera Asher Apnei Kol Aretz. Vet kol Aetz Asher Bo Free Aetz, Zorea Zera Lachem yela ochla. I feel like it's a Shalosh Shittus, you know, like, ever get invited to Nachla Oat. You know, I got once invited to a Nachla Oat for a meal. And, you know, they had like blueberry soup. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, I respect and I enjoyed Shalosh Shittus there. But the continuation, Ulchol Chayat Haaretz, Ulchol Ofa Shamayim, Ulchol Romes Haaretz, Asher Bo Nefesh Chayat, Et Kol Yerek Esev Lachlam Vayichem. So the Gemara darshins Lachem Yachla Ulchol Chayat Haaretz, but not V'lo Chayat Haaretz Lachem. But what are you not? You're allowed to have all these veggies, but what are you not allowed to have? You're not allowed to have basar. Okay, you're not allowed to have kol chai. You're not allowed to have achilat basar. When did this, was this allowed? There was a transition that happened by when? By the time of Noach. Kshebo b'nei Noach, hitir lahem shenemar, ki yerek esev natati lachem et kol. That what happened? That the pasuk says, kol remes asher uchai lachem yelachla, ki yerek esev natati lachem kol. That even animals you're allowed to have, and the Gemara even asks, And the idea is that just like I allowed you to have Yerek Esav to eat, so too from now on, kol, i.e. even the things that was previously forbidden, even Behemot and Chayot, are now allowed. That's the extra word kol. Gemara says maybe even Avram and Achai. The Gemara says no. Ach basar benafsho damo lo tochim. So the first question is, what happened from the time of Adam HaRishon to the time of Noach? Why the change? So here there are two interpretations that are brought down. One by the Ramban and one by the Malbim. The Ramban says in Breishit, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Tet, the Ramban explains why the change. The Hayazeh Mitnei Shebalei Nefesh HaTnua Yesh Lem Ktzat Mala B'Nafsham Nidmu Bale Bale Nefesh HaMisakelet. Basically says that animals have a nefesh that is similar to the spiritual man, our nefesh. V'yesh Lem B'Chira B'Tovatam M'Zonayim. Basically, they're similar on certain levels to animals, to humans, excuse me. They're going to run away from pain and from death. They have a certain level of choice. According to Pasuk and Kohelet, because of that, in the times of Adam HaRishon, they were on a similar level. So you did not eat animal or eat meat. What happened? There was basically a yirida in the world as a result of the Hamas, v'nigzar shiyamutu b'mabul, as a result of everyone should be dead because of the mabul. U'babur Noach hitzil me'em l'kiyum amin. It was only because of Noach that the whole existence was saved. Natan lem reshut l'shchot l'chol. Why? Ki kiyumam b'avurum. The idea is that they gave Rashut is only because Noach saved everything. So it was Noach was given Rashut to Shechet to eat them because their whole Hatzalah was because of them. But again, it was not for the Nefesh Baal Chayim, and that's why it's Oslem Me'ever Menachayim. On a certain level, it sounds like it's a Chupar because of them being saved. The Malbim says that as a result of the Malbim, something else changed. That at the time of Adam HaRishon, people were stronger. Gufot b'nei Adam chazakim. Ba'peirot lo nishchatu. The people were stronger and the fruits were on a higher level. And it would satiate and have the proper nutrients. Ba'yu mechal kalim et b'nei Adam kamo abasar. But after the mabul, it's not the change of the level of the animal. That as a result of the mabul and Noach saved them, what happened now? He got a chupar b'schuto, it was saved, and therefore he had that idea that maybe the animal's on a lower level. But after the mabul, nitkalkalu hamizonot, the food chain changed. V'adam huchan sheitpashen b'kavtzei eretz v'iyim rechokim, where you can go onto different islands. Shemi'az na'asa kor v'chom, all the different climate changes. We need more. Sarich lebasar, we need meat lahamadat b'yuto for our health. Gam acher shechayut kulam ayidei Noach shepirasam b'teiva that was kekinyano rechusho gam shadam oyadayim b'madrigat medaber rak madrigat chay v'lo utor l'arak atzomeach. At that point there was no difference, but now there is a difference as a result of medaber, etc., etc. Those are two at least rationales of what happened between the time of Adam to the time of Noach. The truth is, we find some Gemarot that seem in Rav Kook. We'll see it through Rav Kook, quoting around five or six Gemarot about the truth is, as much as through the Malbim, what happened, things changed, as now the nutrients, and man needs the nutrients. But is this an ideal? Again, many of us getting into the NFL playoffs, all of a sudden think about poppers and start thinking about all you can eat. Is that something that's in a Torah ideal? Is that a Torah ideal? So if you look in front of you, Rav Kook describes from many, many Gemarot that it's not the ideal. And we'll see, however. So Rav Kook says here in the Sefer Inaya, and there's a lot of different writings about it, he says, Achilat HaBasar He miruchetet ksat etz la Torah. Concept of eating the basar is far from ideal. Velo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzer hara. Rav Kook borrows a term that we've seen for those people that have learned Masechet Kiddushin or have read Rashi in Parsha Ki Teitze, the concept of Lo Ki Tavo, Lo Di Teitze, the Eshe Yifat Torah, that says Lo Dibra Torah El Kenegri Yetzer Hara, that we know when we go out to war, morality goes down, and it's not something that we always say, okay, go and have an Eshe Yifat Torah, but the Torah realizes that for unforeseen times, for non-abnormal times, you have Lo Dibra Torah El Kenegri Yetzer Hara. So to meet fits into that category. It's not something that's l'charchila. It's not something that maybe, it's interesting, the second after Tisha B'Av is over, at 12:53 p.m., everyone is lined up to have the meat. Is that something that's l'charchila? Sounds not. What's his proof, Rav Kook? The simple pshat in the pasuk. Sherei ha-katuv ma'arich in parshat re'eh, ki te'aveh nafshecha lecho basar. When do you eat meat? That's not something that is formulated in the language that we are so proud of. Da'afka kishit aven nafshecha, when you have taiva. Ein la'mor bazen neged ta'avat ha'nefesh. Basically, again, lo tibra Torah keneged yetzer hara. And therefore, why is it true? He continues. Amnam, ha'yisora klali sh'al yado ra'oya basar liyot machalada. What is the reason why we're allowed to have meat? Who mipnei shelefi matzav adam v'chalitshuto, because of the status of man and his weakness, lo yuchal dishtalem heitev b'shleimuto hagufanit ve'aruchanit iminazer me'achilat basar mechazeket kochotav. Man will not be able to both be physically and spiritually strong if he's minazer, from the language of nazir, if he abstains from eating meat that strengthens himself. He says, in hachinami, if it's mitzad hatava gufanit, if I'm just having my gastro pleasure, mitzad hatava gufanit levada, od haya bazeh avel neger hatzadik, neger hatzedek, v'nogel balechayim. But we have pesha in the world, and we have animal rights. If it was purely because I want to fulfill my lust and my desire, it's correct. That would not justify eating meat at all. Aval Kevan, explains Rav Kook, she'achizuk hagufani bichlal ha'adam yavi imo, as a means to an end. The physical strength of man will bring within time, ben shech hazman, gam ken chizuk ruchani u'me'it ha'chizuk ruchani. It says two stages. It's not only my prati, physical, which leads to my prati, spiritual, strong, but for the ultimate good, the second stage, the whole purpose of the world is I as an individual, I as a family, will strengthen myself both physically and spiritually. For what purpose? L'takein olam b'malchut shakai, as we know in the eschatological era, v'ya Hashem l'melech ha'kol aretz. B'yoma hu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad, which is the purpose of me being here, and us and humanity being here. And who's included in that? V'eltan shang, in that hashkafat olam, in that world view. Gam b'alei chayim ishtachlu v'itrom imu ayado. Even the animals have to be fit into that worldview. Okay, gam lahem yatel lahem et hamas haroi l'melchemet hamavar. They're included in this transition. Ad sheyavo haolam l'tachlito hanirtza, until the world gets to where it's supposed to be. Therefore, explains Rav Kook, alkein hamerkaz shel achilat basar b'mishkal atzedek nimtza rak. Now we're going to get to explaining that Gemara, but Rav Kook's about to explain a couple other Gemaras. One Gemara is the Gemara of Metzia and Daf Pehei. Gemara of Metzia and Daf Pehei talks about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that he wasn't sensitive. Now he was not sensitive. The Gemara describes how an eagle comes to Rav Yehuda Nasi. He's about to be shechted. Mar says, "Dahu ago dava kamen matzeh l'shchita." They're bringing an eagle, calf, a nice, good calf for shchita. Also, talya l'reishi bekanfei the Rebbe. Basically, this little calf came and snuggled under the coat, you know, the Joe Kaufman coat of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. What it in the kabeshin? What was he doing? The eagle was crying. Basically saying, like we've seen all of our animated videos, don't check me. Don't check me. Amar Lehi says, zeal. Not in a very caring way. He basically says, get up! Lekachino tzarta. This is what you were created for. Umar says, Amri, ho v'lo kamerachim, leisu alei yisur. Since Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was not merachim, tremendous pains, Yisurim came upon him. Now, this Gemara, as the Maharsha explains it, doesn't mean that we're not supposed to be shechting animals. But again, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, in the ideal sense, should have what? Should have shown rachamim. Because the answer is, it's only sof behema l'shechita. The animal is only shechted at the end of the process. So therefore, there's a certain amount of rachamim. There's another Gemara that says in Amar, it's a Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Mem Tet. Rav Kook's about to quote both of these Gemaras very succinctly. That says that in Amaretz is usur to eat meat. Now the Amaretz is not our classical, in our vernacular when we talk about Amaretz. In Amaretz at the time of the Gemara were ones not only who weren't knowledgeable, but literally disdained everything about Torah. And this connects to where we're up to now in Rav Kook. Because Rav Kook, again, is explaining the Gemara that Rav Chisda said, I have his double portion of meat, and I'm willing to give somebody the meat to somebody who tells me over the Torah of Rav. And the question, when we first saw this, number one is, what's the connection between meat and giving over a Chiddush of Rav? Maybe he just likes Rav. Furthermore, the statement of Rav, as Rav Kook does, says that there's an intrinsic connection. The actual teaching of Rav, of Hamnoti Matanal Chaveiro Tzarech Leodio, has a lot to do with it. So what is this connection between meat and what he says about Chochmah? Within what Rav Kook has taught us already, it becomes very clear. As we have said, eating meat just as a gastro pleasure, as a hatava gufanit, is not in and of itself sufficient, because of the avel that is done to animals. Therefore, explains Rav Kook, what must be done? I'm back around 7 or 8 lines from the bottom. Al kein hamerkaz shel achilat habaskar b'mishkal hatzedek nimtza rak b'makom hachokhmah. Because the whole purpose of eating meat has to be surrounded with the spiritual enhancement also of chokhmah and Torah also. Uviyoter b'makom shachokhmah mitametzet l'archik v'ulotah uliknot lo yediot chadashot b'Torah v'dat Hashem shehu haderech ha-mefulash l'tikun ha-metziut kula b'achrit ha-yamin v'gam ba'alei chayim v'chlal. The idea is, as we had said, the only way you're eating meat is within a realm of making sure that you're not only physically strong, you're spiritually strong, leading into the world that's going to be more mishtachlil and more mitukan. And therefore, he says, this is what the Pshat in the Gemara is now. It's not just dumb. A libel against an Ama Aretz not to have meat as like a punitive measure. But rather, it makes a lot of sense. Al zeh nismach le Gemara Pesachim, Ama Aretz asur lechol basar. Because eating basar, just as eating basar, just the shame eating basar, is not something that is a full ideal. Al kein, this is very hard for me to say for a person who loves meat so much. Al kein, Sivta Torah. Therefore, the Torah says that one of the matanot to give into the Kohen is the Zeroah, the Lechayayim, the Keva. Alkein Sivta Torah litein matanot mi basar achulin lekohanim morea Torah vidorsha. Now we understand why the Torah says that you have to give, as part of the 24 matanot to the Kohen, some meat. Because the Kohanim, their function is not only to work in the Beit HaMikdash, But there are teachers. They're the ones who are spreading the chokhmah. Other species of grains are not like that. Only min haTorah, as much as the machlokas we've shown him, but the simple pshat is dagan tirosh v'itzar, or chayiv and chumot and masrot min haTorah to give to the kohen. So why do we have to give this basar to the kohen? When does the basar find its identity, quote unquote, to be able to find its purpose in the world? Only when it's eaten in the milieu to be able to what? To enhance the Torah and Chochmah in the world, which again will be to the third stage. Therefore, this is pshat in the Gemara, Rav Kook says. When Rav Chisda held Trei Matnei de Torah, Bi'ichud Basar Ashor, even more so, not only meat, but good meat. What type of meat? Basar Ashor, which the Gemara in Baba Kama explains that Basar Ashor helps with the Bina, to be able to make sure that it helps you in depth in Halakha. Amar Legalot Biyoter Tchuna Matanot Alalu to Datan Shel Chazek HaKachot Hasichliim. I'm on the top of the second paragraph. Unetinat koach lo ladat yidiot chalashom mikorah tochma. Therefore, he says, a person who comes going to give me the Torah of Rav. Therefore, I will now what? I will now give you that basar. Rav Kook then explains, just for time wise, because we have to get to the midrash. We're going to skip the next 5-6 lines, even though they're very, very beautiful also. But then he says, what is the connection then of the statement specifically of Rav to this connection? It's not just Dam Torah. That's the beauty of Rav Kook. He doesn't say there's just a dry detail. So he taught him a piece of Torah from Rav and he got a nice succulent piece of meat. No, it's very much connected. What's this statement? The statement is Hanotein Matana L'Chaveiro, a person who gives a present to his friend, as opposed to the normal morality that I would like, as a building up as an individual, if I give you a present, do I want to actually have to tell you about it? Most of us will say, if I want to be magnanimous, what do I want to do? I want to leave it, be anonymous. We all know from the Rambam, has a whole list of 8 levels in the Rambam in Perek, Chet and Hilchot Matnot Ne'ilim, to be that anonymous person. What does it mean, the Gemara here, that says, Hanotein matana l'chaveiro tzarech lahodio? You don't want to embarrass the person, Rashi says. You want to... What is going on? Why tzarech lahodio? Explains Rav Kook, as opposed to other interpretations, a beautiful, beautiful interpretation. I'm around 60% down. The first word on the line is klali. It says, Hanotein matana l'chaveiro tzarech lahodio. Mehachacha d'ladat ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Shalimudim haklaliim shebo heima rabe erech kasher biyarnu uvichlalam. As much as we said, the end goal is the klal, is the tikkun mitziyut. However, we all know that you have to build up yourself as an individual also. Uvichlalam sheyesh amnam tzorech musara prati gamkin. You got to take care of yourself and build up yourself also. But when there's a clash, which comes, which wins out? Where I have the ability to do what? To help out the world. To be able to have the world get to where it's supposed to be. In that case, the Musara Prati, in my own individual building, it's true. If it was up to me in a vacuum, if I am to give you a present, should I tell you that it's me? No. Because building up myself, my magnanimous feelings, my giving, my ability with inside myself, I don't want to give it only on the condition that you're going to say thank you and feel indebted to me. If it was just in that vacuum, 100%, you do not tell the person. However, as Rav Kook is about to explain, or explained already, when I give you a present, what is affected by me telling you, you should know, Akiva, I'm giving you this present. What I am enabling you to do is what? is to work on the concept of Hakarat HaTov. And the concept of Hakarat HaTov is the foundation of the whole world, of not only Avodat Hashem, of the whole world to get to where we need to get to. It starts within yourself, it starts with your parents. Straight out with your parents, it's easier, even though sometimes at adolescent ages, it's not so easy. But as you will think about it, it's much easier. To the big, big stuff, which is the transcendent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the biggest Musar Klali. So we have an idea that even if my Musar Prati, in the micro, what would happen? I wouldn't inform you, but for the greater good of enabling you to have a Hakarat HaTov and being able to build it, I am Docheh. I push off my Musar Prati. And this obviously is going to be connected to the first thing. Just to read it inside. Sarich Musar Prati liyot nidcha mimenu. Obviously, in a vacuum, I who want to be doing the right thing, I don't want to cause that I am going to cause you an indebtedness. I want to do it for the right reasons. But that would only be mitzad musara prati. But we know this tremendous concept of Hakarat HaTov is going to bring the greater good to the world. To sanctify life and to elevate every part of the world. I have to enable summer to have this koach to be expanded in the world. Even though Yaik. Even though on my own Musar Prati, it lessens. This is the exact model of the case Labriut of the Basar, explains Rav Kook. V'gamkin hashlama nichona leklalut achilat habasar shemeika on an individual, on a moral sense, on a certain level that have those animal rights. You feel the regesh hamusara na'aleshaleid matana to the point that Rabbi Huda Nasi, who says, you know, man up and says, stop crying, you big baby, you eagle, he gets yisurin for it. Because that, as a musar prati, you have to do it. And that's what we're going to say. We know when shechita, we're supposed to what? Have the most humane shechita a bit, right? We have the not the sharp knife. We have all the different halachot of shachat dam to make sure that we are shechting in a humane way. However, and therefore, excuse me, sheregesh hachemla yifam bilvavo, you have to have that mercy. V'rikshei atzedek motzim bo mesilot, gam biyachas habali chayim, kasher yatal gdolei olam, umishum zeh, he quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia. These were the Yisuri of Rebbe, because of his amirah to the egel, zil lekach lo tzarta. Ki adam hagadol v'hakadosh biyoter roi lo lasim leiv lekol haregesh hayoter meoromim v'kadosh. Af al pi she'in olam kedai lo. However, and with this Rav Kook concludes, Elashima Yidiyah Shamusara Klali, but the concept that man needs right now in this stage the meat to be able to help not only become physically strong, but also spiritually strong for the good of the Klal, Shavo Michizuka Kochot, Shal Yadam Taaseh HaEnoshut Darkal Ishtalmut HaElokit. This now, similar to the case of Hakarat HaTov there, where for my Musar Prati, I didn't want to tell Mr. Summer, but I want to enable the Hakarat HaTov for the greater good. So too, when it comes to the meat, the Musar Prati I would like to not. But the greater good is pushed off. Rav Kook gives some other reasons why nowadays people still eat meat. Gives four other reasons. Unfortunately, I don't have my computer on me to be able to list the other reasons. But one, what I remember from memory, says nowadays, he says that the reason, if all of a sudden we would start saying only vegans, basically it would give over an impression that everything else we're okay with. All the other morality, we're okay with. Not only all the morality we're okay with, But we're okay within the humans of how we treat each other. The main thing we have to focus is what on? Is on animal rights. And on a certain level, Rav Kook says, we're not at that level right now. We're not at that level of being able to say what? When you're dealing with people who have real issues with human relations, as many of us know, that we're dealing with in the world, that people are sending their kids as suicide bombers, and you're telling me you're caring about animals? Look at this, look at what's going on. That's one of the three reasons that he says, even more so, that in the future, we might get to the point of basar being not the lechachila, and we'll be able to have the vegans. But right now, where we're at, there is an issue to be able to eat basar. We know that there are issues come on Shabbat and Yom Tov also. Shabbat not as much. Because Shabbat, even though there's a machloket rishonim, whether you have to have basar on Shabbat, most people say you don't have to have basar on Shabbat. There's only a mitzvah of oneg. The bigger issue comes up on Yom Tov, where we say in simcha, el basar v'yayin. But even there, it's not 100% clear. There's a major machloket rishonim. How to understand the Gemara there in Pesachim. It might be, for sure, the Shagas Aryeh says, if you are a vegan, if you're a person who has that piece within themselves, a vegetarian, therefore, there's a Shagas Aryeh that says, you're happy with having a nice piece of salmon, you could be Yotze, you're Yontif also. So therefore, this is some of the issues that come up with some of the sources that we understand what does it mean to eat meat, but at the same time, within the Ruach of the Chochmah, of being able to make sure that you're looking at it not as a person who's kita'aven nafshecha, but also in the right level. We're going to go down now to start Gemara Shir. I want you to have a good morning.